reception. Our dear God, Brother Jivananda Prabhu, used to say that your van is the furthest forest of Vrindavan. But for me, from where I'm coming from, your van is the closest forest. And I expect that by the mercy I receive from my visit to Durban, I will eventually be able to go to Durban. And I'll probably meet many of you there. In fact, you might get there before I do. But thinking about Vrindavan and how Srila Prabhupada has given us the philosophy and the process by which we can develop the true consciousness of Vrindavan, I thought I would read a verse in purport from Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. Text 60. Yatra naisarga durvaira sahasan vimrigadaya mitrani vijitai vasa jutaru tarshakadikam. Translation. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord, where there is no hunger, anger, or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The word van means forest. We are afraid of the forest and do not wish to go there. But in Vrindavan, the forest animals are as good as demigods, for they have no envy. Even in this material world, in the forest, the animals live together. And when they go to drink water, they do not attack anyone. Envy develops because of sense gratification. But in Vrindavan, there is no sense gratification. For the only aim is Krishna's satisfaction. Even in this material world, the animals in Vrindavan are not envious of the sadhus who live there. The sadhus keep cows and supply milk to the tigers, saying, "Come here and take a little milk." Thus, envy and malice are unknown in Vrindavan. That is the difference between Vrindavan and the ordinary world. We are horrified to hear the name of Vana, the forest. But in Vrindavan, there is no such horror. Everyone there is happy by pleasing Krishna. Krishna Kirtana Gananarthana Paro. Whether a Goswami or a tiger or other ferocious animal, everyone's business is the same, to please Krishna. Even the tigers are also devotees. This is the specific qualification of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, everyone is happy. The calf is happy, the cat is happy, the dog is happy, the man is happy, everyone. Everyone wants to serve Krishna in a different capacity, and thus there is no envy. One may sometimes think that the monkeys in Vrindavan are envious because they cause mischief and steal food. But in Vrindavan we find that the monkeys are allowed to take butter, which Krishna himself distributes. Krishna personally demonstrates that everyone has the right to live. This is Vrindavan life. Why should I live and you die? No. That is material life. The inhabitants of Vrindavan think, whatever is given by Krishna, let us divide it as prasad and eat. This mentality cannot appear all of a sudden, but it will gradually develop with Krishna consciousness. By sadhana, one can come to this platform. In the material world, one may collect funds all over the world in order to distribute food freely. Yet those to whom the food is given may not even feel appreciative. The value of Krishna consciousness, however, will gradually be very much appreciated. For instance, in an article about the temple of the Hare Krishna movement in Durban, South Africa. The Durban Post reported, all the devotees here are very active in the service of Lord Krishna, and the results are obvious to see. Happiness, good health, peace of mind, and the development of all good qualities. End quote. This is the nature of Vrindavan. Arava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. Without Krishna consciousness, happiness is impossible. One may struggle, but one cannot have happiness. We are therefore trying to give human society the opportunity for a life of happiness, good health, peace of mind, and all good qualities through God consciousness. So, experiencing the display of such devotional consciousness here, I thought this is the consciousness of Vrindavan. It is Durban, but Durban is also Vrindavan. It's just far, dur, or near, depending on where you are. And this consciousness, which we have been able to experience by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by following his teachings and practicing the principles that he has taught us, the principles of sadhana, And by the association of exalted devotees, as we have, who visit here and reside here, one can experience that consciousness. And others who come into the association, they'll also experience the same consciousness by association. The difficulty is that we don't always feel the same consciousness. We come into the temple, into the presence of their divine lordships, Shishu Radharadana, Shri Gaurahari, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Shri Prabhupada, Tulsi, Devi, and so many wonderful devotees, and we feel inspired in that consciousness. And we want to stay in that consciousness. We want to stay in that association. And that's actually what we should do. We should always have festivals like this. We should never go home. Or we should realize this is our real home. And just stay here. But if we do have to physically leave, then we should carry the same consciousness with us wherever we go and create the same atmosphere. Once on a morning walk in Mayapur, one of our godbrothers was appreciating the spiritual atmosphere in Mayapur, you know, glorifying it and telling Shri Prabhupada how much he was relishing it and saying that, you know, he wished he could just stay in Mayapur. And Shri Prabhupada replied, "You have to go out and make the whole world Mayapur." So Mayapur and Vrindavan are the same, transcendentally, they're the same. So we have to experience this consciousness. We will automatically by engaging in devotional service and associating with more advanced devotees. And then carry that consciousness wherever we go and create the Vrindavan atmosphere in our homes and in our interactions with others. Lord Krishna says, "Naham Tishtami Vaikuntha," that I do not reside in Vaikuntha, Yoginam Hidayeshuva, nor do I reside in the hearts of the yogis, but I reside wherever my devotees are engaged in chanting and hearing my glories. So by hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna, we can experience the presence of Krishna. And wherever there is Krishna, there is Radharani, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, the gopis, the cowherd boys, the cows, the flowers, all the residents of Vrindavan are there with Krishna. In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada said that just as Krishna is all pervading, so Vrindavan is also all pervading. So we can invoke the presence of Krishna and experience the consciousness of Vrindavan by satsang, by hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of devotees. As I was driving here, seeing the familiar sights of Durban, the hills and houses, roads. I thought of the history of this temple. I thought of Srila Prabhupada's visit here in 1975, where he expressed his desire that this temple be built, that a temple be built here in Chatsworth. I thought of all of the work of all of the devotees who endeavored to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's instruction and desire to build the temple and to engage people in Krishna consciousness. I thought of Parvasarathi Maharaj on the 10th campaign, how many nights, night after night after night, he would go out and chant Hare Krishna, engage the audience in responsive chanting, speak about the philosophy and the practices of Krishna consciousness. Even stage dramatic performances. I was thinking of the Bodhi Yogi. The devotees kindly arranged for an apartment for me near the seaside for my health. And last night, I guess some of the people in the area started to play their music, their dancing music, and here I was, supposed to be a sannyasi, living in an apartment on the seaside listening to the dancing music. Then I thought of the Bogi Yogi. So I depicted my situation very well. So many devotees worked, you know, to introduce Krishna consciousness in South Africa and to inspire the support for the project that led, you know, to the creation of this extraordinary temple in Durban. The first temple designed and built by Srila Prabhupada's disciples outside of India. And their divine lordships, Srila Radhana, so charming, enchanting. Srila Gaurahari, so merciful to engage us all. May Krishna consciousness be easily available. And Srila Prabhupada, back to Srila Prabhupada, who first came and planted the seed of Krishna consciousness in the hearts of his disciples who came here and then personally through his preaching here. And Maya is always there. Maya is always there, and Krishna is always there. But in Kali Yuga especially, the association is so bad that it's hard to maintain the determination to stay fixed with Krishna consciousness. But whatever service one does will never go in vain. Krishna will take note of it. Srila Prabhupada will take note of it. And in the end, he will bring, or they will bring, whoever has rendered some service back to them, back to their service. one of the first disciples that came here. Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay and he was getting reports that one of the first disciples who came here in 1974 or so, not quite sure, 73. He was having some difficulty. The beaches were too beautiful. Really, these were the reports. The beaches were too beautiful. The sunshine, the sky, the weather was too pleasant, and the devotee was getting distracted. And Srila Prabhupada commented to some of his disciples who were in the room that whenever he sends his creatures out, he always worries about them. Because to preach, to spread Krishna consciousness in new places, you have to take risks. You have to come in contact with the material energy and try to establish Krishna consciousness. So there's always a chance that one may be affected by the material association. So Srila Prabhupada said whenever he sent a creature out, he would always worry about the person, whether the person would be affected by Maya. And sometimes he would think, as he related to us, he shouldn't send them out. But then he would think that preaching is so important. Preaching is so important. Even Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Enjoyer, even Krishna himself personally comes into the material world to preach Dharma Samsapanataya Sambhavani Yuge. So preaching is so important, Srila Prabhupada said, that even in spite of the risks, he sends his disciples out, but he's always concerned about them. So I'm sure that whoever has contributed to the mission here, has ever worked for the project here, will be remembered eternally by Srila Radharadana and Srila Prabhupada. And they will help such persons come back to them. So whatever service we do never goes in vain. Chitram Bhavati Dharma Krishna from within the heart will help them come back to this standard of service. So this beautiful temple that we are enjoying now, the beautiful deities, the wonderful association, the sublime experience of Krishna consciousness has been made possible by the sincere efforts and hard work of many, many devotees, disciples and followers of Srila Prabhupada, who came here from distant places, and some were already here and they came forward to help. So we actually owe a great debt of gratitude to all of them. I also owe them a great debt of gratitude. Otherwise we wouldn't have this beautiful facility in which to experience this wonderful Vrindavan atmosphere and consciousness. So, again, I thank you for coming together and creating such a wonderful experience of devotion. I was advised before I began to speak that there are many other events schedule for tonight, glorious program. And so I will end now. And thank you very much.
Is one of those devotees also, and not just one of them, but really one of the most important of those devotees that we should acknowledge.
Bravo.
There are many things we could say. I would just one aspect of that, one sort of facet of that, which I experienced so much, so clearly myself, was that Maharaj was here when certain serious difficulties came to the South African yatra. I remember at the end of 86, a very serious problem arose, which affected the whole yatra very deeply, and I was trying to deal with that and help the devotees. Different devotees were really affected by the particular situation. So we were trying to help them by encouraging them, trying to explain certain things and so on like that in our own little way. But then Giriraj Maharaj came and started to address that situation. And I saw very clearly, very, very clearly, it was very clear, objective experience, how Maharaj's understanding of the situation and his capacity to express that and give it to the devotees, give a higher understanding of the situation to the devotees so that they could come through the difficulty successfully and continue on positively in their Krishna consciousness. It was really on another level. We were trying. We tried. And then Giriraj Maharaj came and gave his injection. And it was so clear. It was really so clear that this is on another transcendental level. It has so much more transcendental value. And it helped the devotees so much more. That's just one example. There are so many, but that's one very important example. So we are extremely happy. We are extremely fortunate that Maharaj has been able to come back again. And, I recall, I think it was actually, I can't remember if it was before or after Maharaj's operation. It must have been before. Maharaj phoned me from, I think, India, somewhere. I was in Cape Town. I had just been admitted to the GBC body, and I had some responsibilities in Russia. And Maharaj phoned me. I was in Cape Town and said, when people are put on the GBC body, then they're normally given quite a few responsibilities. So he felt I should also take GBC responsibility for South Africa. He felt I should do that, and so I agreed, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking, and I have continued to think in this way, and I think so today also, is that I have just been holding the fort. I don't know if that's the really appropriate way to put it, but, you know, helping carry things on, and hopefully they haven't gone too far off track in the meantime, but I have just been holding the fort till Giriraj Maharaj was able to come back and carry on. So, we don't want to shock Maharaj. We know it's not insensitive, but anyway, I think we cannot be blamed for anything like that. So let us see what the Lord has in store. But one way or the other, either way, always, we are very happy and very fortunate to again have the personal association of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gopinanda Ki Jai.